I brought a pot in with me in the studio today. Just a typical pot that you would cook things with. And I want to tell you how I use it in my office. Recently, I had a couple come in and they were dealing with the impact, the pain of sexual betrayal. There had been pornography and some cyber sex and things that had gone on in their relationship. And as I was sitting with the couple, I noticed that every time, in this case, the wife was the betrayed partner, every time she started talking about how she was hurting, the husband would pull away or he would start deflecting and talking about something else. And even one time he ended up putting it on her. And so I thought, this is interesting. So I pulled out a pot that I have and I just said, hey, I said, basically, this is what's going on. You both are right now sitting in a boiling pot of water. Now, your wife is in pain from the sexual acting out that's gone on. And as she's talking, you begin to feel pain in yourself because of hurting her. And what I'm observing is you either jump out of the pot or you start making it about her in the pot as if she's hurting you, but she's the one who's hurting. So I explained to them that we can often have feelings about somebody else's feelings and that can complicate the healing process. So I reminded him, I said, hey, the bottom line is you're the one that turned on the flame. You're the one that turned on the stove to even create the boiling water. And it's my goal to help you sit in the hot pot with your wife as she's starting to talk about the hurt, the betrayal, the deception, the pain, and the heartache she's had because of what you've done. I want to help both of you. I want to help you, the one who betrayed, learn how to have some empathy and really hear her. Not tell her to stop, not try to quiet her down or tap her down, but really listen, not with your only ear portals. I want to help you learn how to listen with your heart and to be able to speak back words of understanding and empathy and ownership. And I'm telling you, Becky, things began to change because you get it, right? And I think Jesus often taught in parables. He taught in these simple messages so that we could actually get it. And as that couple started getting it, he realized that it was okay for him to have feelings about her hurt and pain. That was a normal part of the healing process for both of them.
You know, we don't want to get into the hard, hot water. We want it just to be easy. We just want it to be over with. And such a great word picture. You know, if you're struggling with something like this and you need a way to get out of the hot water, we can help you. We've got steps, pathways, people, all kinds of things to help you.